This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. Be an original. Visit Cadillac.gm.ca.
More than 50 members of Pakistan's Human Rights Commission were arrested on the weekend following the declaration of emergency rule. Foreign governments and activists have urged the president, General Pervez Musharraf, to release the detainees. Iqbal Haider is the general secretary of the country's Human Rights Commission, and he was released today after spending 3 days under house arrest. We reached him an hour after he was released in Lahore.
Mr. Haider, where were you on Saturday night when President Musharraf declared emergency rule?
By chance, I was in Lahore, which is the head office of Human Rights Commission of Pakistan. Initially, we were told emergency has been imposed. Later, we realized it is a brute and blatant naked martial law. And all the channels were cut off, the means of communication were cut off, and all the electronic media was shut. And we found it very strange, because in emergency, no such actions are taken. And then we decided to hold a meeting on next afternoon, Sunday.
So tell me what happened. You called this meeting together. You all convened. At what point did the police arrive?
Oh, when we were already in the mid of discussion, and there were a large number of people who attended the meeting. About 2 o'clock, the police cordoned off the Human Rights Commission building, and initially they remained outside. Later, they brought a very aggressive special force of the police with large sticks and tear gas shells, etc. And they started banging the committee room door inside our Human Rights Commission. So I inquired from them that what's your problem? Why on earth are you here? He said, we have orders to arrest you all. I said, what do you mean arrest? What have we done? No, we don't know, but you have to be arrested. And there were about 70 people. Then they started forcing us when we did not volunteer to be arrested. Then they dragged us. They manhandled some of us.
At what point were you and the group that you were with, were they eventually released? Or are some of them still being held? Or what's the state of the...
Group of the Human Rights Commission's meeting, about 55 of us have been released this tonight at about 7 p.m. Pakistan time. Again, they told us on telephone and personally that we are withdrawing the guard and you are free to go, but nothing in writing. Our arrest was not in writing. Our release is not in writing. And this is precisely the burning need to have independence of judiciary.
You are now free. So are you actually free to move about? Do you have to? Did you have to make a court appearance?
Yet to be tested. They said that we are free, but I hope that they stop the mode of harassment and further victimization. But my biggest complaint and pain and anguish is that we who have been struggling all along vocally against the religious fanatics, against the religious militants, against those terrorists of all kinds, we have been condemning them, we have been put to jail. And those who had kidnapped the army soldiers, paramilitary soldiers, and the ordinary citizens in Swat, one of the settled areas of Pakistan, and Fazlullah is one of the biggest dreaded terrorists of Pakistan, Taliban. And he has been, the Pervez Musharraf is negotiating a deal with them that you release my soldiers, I release your terrorist.
I'm wondering from you, is this martial law declaration, is this about jihadis or is this about jurists?
No, it is not against jihadis, it is not against Taliban, it is not against Al-Qaeda. It is directly targeted against the judiciary, the lawyers community who have been struggling for independence of judiciary, and the civil society, and the human rights activists.
And what concerns do you have at this point? I mean, and for the immediate next few days ahead of you, what do you think is going to happen?
I am shocked and petrified by the brutal use of force and violence by the police and the paramilitary forces against the lawyers all over Pakistan. And there has been an indiscriminate spate of terrorism against the judiciary as well as bar, lawyers.
Mr. Hadd, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us this evening.
Thank you.
Good night,
thank you,
sir.
Very much.
Iqbal Haider is the General Secretary of the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, and we reached him earlier today in Lahore. During President Musharraf's televised speech on Saturday explaining why he was declaring emergency rule, he made special mention of the role of Pakistan's media. He said that the media had become irresponsible and had created a negative image of Pakistan. This image, he said, had weakened the economy and strengthened the position of religious extremists. Well, since making the declaration on Saturday, Musharraf has shut down all private and international media outlets in the country. Many there think this attack on the freedom of the press is a mistake. But not Nadeem F. Paracha. Mr. Paracha is a journalist himself, and he's the host of a political satire program on Pakistan's Aaj TV. We reached him in Karachi.
Mr. Paracha, it was under President Musharraf's rule that dozens of new private news stations like yours were able to flourish in Pakistan. Why do you think that General Musharraf is now blaming the media for creating the instability in the country?
Well, media has played a huge role in communicating or relating what's been happening. But it is true that every channel wants to outdo the other channel. And for that, they have this thing called breaking news. So if one channel has about 4 breaking news in an hour, the other channel will try to have 8. And most of the times, unfortunately, the breaking news is about nothing as such. Maybe a dog dies in somewhere in northwest Waziristan, and that becomes breaking news. So it became rather funny, basically, rather crazy.
But what has that got to do with the political instability in the country?
Of course it has a lot to do with political instability, because when you're sitting down, because you think you have to also understand something. There are a lot of news channels out there, private news channels, and at the same time there are a lot of entertainment private channels out there. But the entertainment channels have been sort of subdued by the news channels. So the news channels actually became the new avenues of entertainment. And when you're watching news channels and you get reports that there are bombings happening, there are riots happening, etc., etc., most of them rather exaggerated. So people start feeling that, hey, there's something really seriously going out on the streets. But when you go out on the streets, you don't see anything. For example, in the last 3 days when the emergency was announced, I've been going through the Western media on my internet and going through all sorts of reports since our channels are off and we can't even see BBC. But following the media on the net, it seems that Pakistan at the moment is in the grip of some sort of a revolution being led by the lawyers and the so-called civil society. That is not the case. Life is very much normal here.
I'm just trying to understand, are you saying that you think this is an appropriate response on the part of General Musharraf to take all the media off the air?
I believe that was the only way left for him. Him being a dictator, his survival depends on him acting like a dictator. This was bound to happen.
But when you say that you had the freest media in the history of Pakistan, you say that like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. Free media without much responsibility, free media when it becomes anarchy, when anybody gets the chance to come on television, even a smallest of political party leader, and he has the chance, is given the chance to sit there and not only criticize the government, that is fine. But abuse the government, abuse the president, and when talk shows turn from being analysis shows and they turn into Jerry Springer shows, that's crazy. I'll give you another example. The Lal Masjid episode, tragedy, which happened a few months ago. The way it was, first of all, of course, the media was right to criticize the government, that the government took so much time to take action. But when the government did take action, it was amazing watching each and every news channel in this country actually talking, not only talking to the terrorists, but on the spot doing live negotiations with the terrorists. And in the end, what the media eventually did was turn these terrorists into some sort of heroes who stood up against the government. They were anything but.
If I understand you correctly, if you're saying that Pakistan is not yet ready for this kind of free-for-all media as we have in the West, are you saying that also Pakistan is not yet ready for democracy?
No, let me clear something. First of all, I think no country should be ready for this sort of free-for-all media because it becomes irresponsible. It goes beyond just relating the news or criticizing. It becomes a party to whatever is going on out there. It's like, for example, certain channels over here have very open agendas. And we have channels where top anchormen are known to be part and parcel of intelligence agencies. Then we have anchormen who are known to have very obvious sympathies with certain jihadi organizations. So it's a very complex situation over here because we didn't have a tradition of electronic media, so these people had to come in and fill the void or fill the gap.
You don't think people in Pakistan can have enough judgment to know the difference between what different people are and what backgrounds they have?
The thing is, they have the judgment. They know. The thing is, I'm talking about mostly the young lot, the young generation. That worried me. But people under 35, to them is something new. And what about the illiterate people out in the mountains, in the rural areas, for example, who were exposed to this? So this is the sort of confusion which is driving a lot of people into making a mess out of this.
Your own show has been taken off the air for now. Are you comfortable with that? Do you think that was a good idea?
It was the channel's decision to begin with. It wasn't the government who said, okay, this show will not run. It was the channel's decision. It was our decision.
And you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. But the thing is, I know this sort of restriction, this large-scale restriction will not last, not in this day and age. It will not last, I know that.
Mr. Parach, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
That is Nadeem F. Paracha. He's the host of a political satire program on Pakistan's Aaj TV. We reached him in Karachi.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.